I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-0 win against Braintree in the FA Cup. Alan, that was a top performance, wasn't it?
Very good. Yeah, I'm really pleased, very proud of the lads. We deserve all the credit. We have went up there and worked their socks off. We deserve everything, to be honest. I want to say we're there to guide them, and I'm pleased for them more than anybody else. Every now and again, the support was brilliant again. I thought we might have had a few more here, to be honest, but the support what did turn up were brilliant. Trying to get the club back on the map, and it's games like that we've got to do. We'll look forward to Monday. That'll be a great thing, sitting, waiting what the draw is. We'll take whatever comes, but the most important thing now is the Eastbourne game, and that's all we're bothered about. Well, lads will have a drink tonight, and rightly so, but the only thing I'm bothered about is the Eastbourne game now, to be honest.
It must have been a different half-time team talk to this time last week when we had a man sent off in the first half. How did you keep the players focused to go out and beat the 10 men? Often it's more difficult to play against 10 men.
It's something to say about, like, you know, but I just didn't want any excuses. I said to the players beforehand, what we heard, everybody's trying to cause a bit of panic, which you do at this club at times, you know, and if it goes bad, people read in too much of it, and when it goes well, people want to make something up. And I sense before kick-off, a few people are walking about saying, oh yeah, underdogs, no, we want underdogs today. Yeah, we're 10 games, 11 games unbeaten. People just make, and I've learned that, you know, and I just want to, you know, give the players belief, and the players had a belief. And at half time, I says, like, listen, hold on a minute. Even if it was 11 against 11, I didn't think there was much difference in the sides, and we'll go out and win the game. There's no excuses. Since I had 10 men, I demanded going to win the game, and you have done, and I'm pleased all round, you know.
Judging by your reaction and the rest of the bench, Braintree have little complaint over the red card.
I don't know. I think, again, like I keep saying, the games went soft. I think Blakey and Harmsey and Morton and all, I thought it was a straight red. I'm not so sure. It happens when out of the game, you touch somebody, you go on the floor and all that, but yeah, I suppose the rules of the game nowadays is probably a straight red, but I'm one of them where I used to do that as a full-back, and you sort of whack your wing and get on with it and all that, and the game's gone now, so that's why I don't watch Premiership games, because I get bored by it, to be honest. But that was a proper game, and yes, if it was late, it deserves it. But honest truth, hand on heart, was I was looking for the next pass, to be honest, so I didn't see where he actually done him, but yeah, rules are there, and I thought it was a bit better than the one last week, to be honest, you know, so, okay.
As far as the newspaper headline writers are concerned, it's going to be the Dean Lodge show, but there were some big performances out there.
Lodge's done well, and he frustrates at times like he does. He's trying to do flicks on the edge of his box because he's just scored three and the crowd are singing his name. He's got to prove that he do it at a higher level. He's proved a little bit today. I don't think he can't be at a higher level at this minute. I think that he's good enough for us and he'll be great for us all season, but he's improving, and he's, the end product was his biggest thing, and his first goal was excellent, his first goal. I'm pleased for Larko, he's a good kid, but we've got to keep driving him on and making him better, and he responds to it. And do you remember, he's been off for 10 days with the flu, so to come back from there, you've got to take credit to him, and I'm his worst critic because I keep getting on at him, and I'll continue to do so. Like I say, I think he's got his level at the minute. I don't think he can play any higher up at this minute. This time next year, hopefully he'll be doing it with us.
And at the back, Adam Thompson had another great game, an amazing block first half to keep it 0-0.
I thought our two best players, except for Lodge, were the two centre-halves. I thought Max had a great game, I thought Thompson had a great game, and a back four in general. I didn't see Luke Jevard make that many saves, to be honest. I don't know if he had any. Thompson made the saves, and I thought the back four were great. We had a good go at half time about midfield players losing runners. We have tightened up in the second half, and it was all round. And like you say, I give credit to the lads. I'm not taking any praise here. I want the lads to have the praise.
Before the game, the talk amongst the supporters was a real chance to gauge how far this team have actually come. You know, aside two divisions above us, how far do you think we have come this season?
Don't know yet, that's for sure. This time last year, we thought I'd conquered it, and that's what I've just said now. The lads enjoy it and have a beer, enjoy these days when they come along, but we haven't done it. My neck will be on the line if we lose six on the spin, and our next job, we've got to be focusing on Eastbourne. Harmsey went down to watch him, we knew all about him. We'll prepare right on Monday night about him, and we'll attack Eastbourne game. That's all I'm bored about, really. I never get carried away. When things are bad, I don't get too down. I've learned the last 4 months, to be honest, especially the end of last season when we're down here and we've got beaten the Eastbourne game. I've learned a lot from there, where if you're doing well, you enjoy it and you've got to, but you focus on the next game. If you're doing bad, I'll still blank it and I'll just concentrate on doing the job, picking the right team. That's my job to do, and that's what I'll do. So I'm not getting too carried away, even though I'll obviously enjoy it tonight and enjoy it today.
Since the last FA Cup game 2 weeks ago, you've done a great job at keeping the players grounded, and they've gone on to get two wins from two league games. Yeah. How do you keep that focus going before the next round of the Cup?
I've just said, Ned, simple as that. You don't play well enough on Wednesday night. You're not being a team Saturday. You want to play in these big Cup games in 2 weeks' time. You don't perform the next two games, you won't play. I've got competition. If you have a look how strong the bench is, looking over there, anyone can fill gaps. I've got Serge, who wasn't even on the bench, to come in. And the simple fact is, you don't play well, or you'd actually think you're better than you weren't playing the games coming up. And I'm not one of these to say, oh, well, you've done well in the first three FA Cup games. That's by and by. Now, what's finished with? If you play well, you get big chances and you can actually make a career for yourself. If you don't, you'll be out of the team as quick as you come in it.
There's been a lot of talk about budgets recently. Braintree signed a four-figure centre-forward this week. It's not about budgets, is it? Ian Hazel had a pop this week.
I probably said something I shouldn't have said. I got asked the question, to be honest. And the truth of the matter is that we have got a competitive budget in this league, but no means the biggest and the strongest nowhere. And I just think from the top half to the players, to Sally who does the cooking forward, to Paul, Stuart, Alan Smith who helps it. I think it's disrespectful of them people seeing the budget. We work and people want to play for this football club. We like playing for the chairman, I like managing for them. We like playing for us, who are for his management team. We work their socks off every single training session. Nobody works harder than we do, and somebody has a cheap shot of the budget. Well, I think that's disrespectful. So our bit back saying he should just concentrate on his job and his budget will be as big as mine, which I believe it is. And I just think I hear things like that, but probably I should have kept it in house and not said anything. But I just take a lot of pride in what the players and the staff do at this football club, and they work their socks off, and we haven't got the biggest budget, so that's a load of crap, to be honest.
Yourself and Mark Hams are busy tomorrow morning. You've got a run for charity, I believe. Who's the favourite for that one?
I'll actually run it. Let him keep lifting cars and doing stuff like that. I'm a runner, okay, and things like that. You'll have absolutely no chance, and I'll probably have to carry him for the last 10 mile anyway.